This is Artist Stories. Today I'm with Spiritual, rapper, musician, and producer. As part of the underground hip-hop scene in Tucson, Spiritual, how would you describe the sound coming out of Tucson to an outsider?
Right now, Southwest Soul. I would say Southwest Soul. A while ago, I called it a Down South Dub, and because it's Southwest, you know, so it's just like that. It's this like a deep, dense, like funk that's very, it's very visceral. It's very, very smoky. It's either like, you know, like in the sun and you know, hot, or it's like, you know, really dark in the nighttime. You know, when I was little, like I used to listen to like a lot of Al Green and Low Rider Oldies and you know, Spanish music, like Mexican, man, like whether like Norteño, Tejano, Sureño, you know, and then, you know, it jumps to just like, you know, I grew up listening to 50 Cent a lot of Mac Dre, a lot of like Biggie Smalls, a lot of, you know, like Brother Lynch, just like super underground, like really, really dark hip hop. It's always like really ranged from like light funk, like soul searching funk and soul and jazz, to like really dark reality raps. Like, it's hard to find the balance for sure. My older brother, he was really the one who was like, he was rapping when I was like maybe like 6, 7, 8 around there, and just to like just to know that like him and his friend across the street like make, like they could make music, they could record, it was mind blowing. And creatively, I started off as just like downloading beats online for him to rap to, and you know, really like creating a world for his voice. And little by little, I just like, from there, I was like, well, I'll just make him beats. Like, I know what he likes. Like, we can't, you know, obviously just keep reusing people's stuff. And from there, it was just like, I just kept producing and digging deeper into that pocket. I ended up just like running with it, you know, like just running with it by myself. I fell in love with it so much. And my brother's 10 years older than me, so he had to deal with like, you know, a lot of life, a lot faster than I did. You know, he ended up, you know, having kids and stuff. He's about to have another baby in May.
And you had mentioned that you grew up in Barrio Hollywood, and I wonder about how that influenced your sound.
Oh man, it was the whole sound. It was everything. We have like, we have OGs too, like, you know, Big Looter. There's a lot of people here on the west side who was making music and making noise, you know, and just performing at like local venues and stuff. And he was in a little crew called the DSK for a while. They, you know, they last a little while doing shows at clubs and stuff. And growing up in this area was just like, you feel it, especially like the street that I'm on. Like, you know, I step outside and, you know, growing up, you kind of just got to be ready for anything. Just, you know, anything could happen at any given moment, really. And I think that that kind of pressure, it, you know, it makes or breaks you. People like me find almost comfort in it, you know, because it's like, well, anything could happen. Like, you know, so I think musically too, creatively, it made me just like, you know, boundless.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Today, we heard from rapper, producer, and musician Spiritual. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson in Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. Support for Artist Stories is provided by Benjamin Supply, presenting a full spectrum of hardware and plumbing fixtures for kitchen and bath, and their gallery, Tucson, offering national and local art in both the Tucson Warehouse and Transfer Buildings on 6th Street and 7th Avenue. Call 777-7000 or visit benjaminsupply.com or gallerytucson.com. I don't care,